Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Weekly Conversation with Kyle. I'm your host. What a wonderful program we got for you today. This week on the program, let me get this straight. Ted Cruz might get back into the race. I'll get into that, which, yeah, ain't never going to happen. You know, the goal is not to get rid of Trump. It's to get rid of Hillary or Sanders. I don't think the real Republicans get that. Also, polls have Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders blowing away Trump if they were to go for the election right now. I don't buy that. Plus, it's too early. Also, should we just skip the election and have a couple years where we learn to love America and ourselves and not a dictator? Also, some great news, some encouraging stories, and also, I'm going to get into something Susan Rice said. It's an Obama advisor. And one of the Cheers cast members said something that's right on. Also, something that reflects one of my greats, one of my favorites, Alex Ferguson. Something he said that we all can relate to. That and much, much more. So welcome to the conversation that you're a part of. I cried out, and I'm slipping, but your unfailing love, O Lord, supported me. When doubts filled my mind, your comfort gave me renewed hope and cheers. Psalms 94:19-18, New Living Translation. Think about that as you're kind of going through your day to day, and got some encouraging story to tell you. If you're friends with me on Facebook or whatever, my wife's mom, my mother-in-law, was having issues. They found like a lump on one of her breasts, and they wanted to biopsy it to find out what it is, because it could be tumorous, it could be cancer, we didn't know. And we just started praying and got a huge prayer chain going, and she went in today to have the biopsy done. And I'm not a doctor, I'm just a believer, and I thought they'd, okay, they just do the biopsy. I didn't realize that they have to use like a CAT scan kind of thing or ultrasound to find out where it is so that they know where to biopsy. Well, as the Lord would have it, they couldn't find it. It's gone. And God gets all the praise, because they don't, okay, there was something here, and now it's gone. It's gone because the Lord took it away. There ain't no explanation other than that. Excuse me. You know, but it's just incredible. You know, because in the morning I love listening to K-Love, you know, for the encouraging story. And it's just great to hear all the encouraging stories. And then throughout the day I usually listen to, you know, 98.7 WBSK. It's just, you know, but just that encouraging story, just to know that the Lord's there. Because I grew up in the eclectic era, you know, where I listen to almost anything. I think I have a caller on the air. Is someone out there? Hello? Disconnected with me. I don't know what's going on. It's a New York number. But don't worry about it. I It's not there anymore. But anywho, yeah, it goes away. But anywho, he can try back here in a little bit. So, but as we move forward, not many people know this, but when you do the, if you did the primaries in Indiana and you went Democrat or Republican, hopefully you went Republican, and you looked, you could have voted for tons of people. Carly Fiorina, you could have voted for. If enough people voted for Carly Fiorina, she would have won Indiana, even though she's not even running and suspended her campaign. Think about that. You know, I think, like, was Bush still on the... I think Bush was still on the ballot in Indiana.
Rubio,
Mark, all these. That's what Cruz is saying. Well, I'm on the ballot, so if enough people voted for me, even though I've suspended my campaign, I will get back into it and unsuspend it. Really? The point here is not defeating Trump. It's defeating Clinton or Sanders. That's the bottom line. That's what we got to do, folks. Our country's falling apart. Me and my wife were talking before the program because I was grabbing a bite to eat before I did this, so I'm not eating at 10 o'clock at night. And me and my wife's like, name one example where socialism has worked anywhere. You can't. Well, tonight I'm going to show you video proof that socialism does work. On this radio program, you're going to see video proof that socialism works. I've got video coming up later. It's actually a joke because you can't have video on a radio program. But seriously, folks.
You're at, wow. Okay.
But seriously, I've never heard of an example where socialism works. Yeah, it works if you're the guy in charge of it and you're the dictator and you're taking all the money. North Korea is great if you're Kim Jong-un or you're Kim Il-sung and you're getting all the money, you're getting everything, and you're having whatever you want, but you're telling everyone else, okay, here's your loaf of bread for four people. It's got to last you a month. Good luck. Here's your sausage biscuit from McDonald's. You know, a sausage biscuit from McDonald's. Take one of those, and, okay, that's got to last your family a whole month. Yeah, it's going to stink for them. If they get food or if they get water, but if you're Kim Jong-un,
it
works great for him because, you know, at one time I think it was Kim Jong-un that had like a 2,000 or two, it was either 2,000 or 20,000 title private movie collection. He was the single biggest purchaser of Hennessy Cognac. And his people were dying and starving and couldn't have anything. And guess what? It might be free education. It's not free education. Okay, you're going to be a doctor. Oh, they don't have doctors, but, you know, that's what you're going to do. It doesn't matter, okay?
And that starts in the third grade.
That starts in the third grade. And they're going to tell you what you're going to do. You're going to be a plumber. You don't have a choice. you're going to be someone that directs traffic. And you're going to stand out there. There may be no one in traffic. There might be, like, two cars that go by. And you're going to be in charge, and you're going to do that, whatever they tell you. You're going to work in a salt mine. You're going to make clothes. That's all, and you don't have a choice.
You love the deer leader.
And you, which is your favorite picture of the six? Oh, which picture of Obama do I like? I like them all. They're all my favorite. Oh, they're going to bring someone from the outside, and they're going to do eye surgery. And guess what? You're not going to praise the doctor. You're going to praise the deer leader. I don't want that for America. You know, our forefathers came to this country to get away from it. But then again, I had a lady go off on me saying, well, my ancestors came from Germany to get away from people like Trump, a.k.a. Hitler. Where are people getting this belief that Hitler is like Barack Obama? Obama? No. Barack Obama and Hitler are so close together, it's not funny because of the actual, you know, what did Hitler use? He did a march and a campaign slogan that was forward, forward. What did Barack Obama use? for his campaign slogan? Forward. So did MSNBC. You know, Trump is not like Hitler at all. But they get this idea that, oh, well, Trump's going to be another Hitler. Okay, folks, no matter who gets in, they're not going to fix your life. They're not going to fix this country. This country wasn't started by a government. It was started by people. Remember that. But hey.
The government was supposed to be for the people.
Yes.
The people for the government.
Yes. Thank you. All these people that just, well, I like Bernie Sanders because there's, I've seen pictures of him on a plane and couch, and he's just like the average Joe. Donald Trump's an evil billionaire. Donald Trump is where he is because he works and busts his butt. Anyone, I grew up knowing that I could possibly be a Donald Trump if I wanted to and worked hard. In this world, we need gods and clocks. We need people that are executives. But we need people that can mop floors and do other things. But technology is dumbing us down. Because I remember this was in 95, mind you. 94, 95. They had a thing where they could using automated systems. They had a machine that could make tacos and make burritos automated. So when you type in what you want, okay, this is going to come and it's going to make, okay, here's a taco with extra meat, no lettuce. Here's one extra lettuce and cheese, no meat. And it could do, and just needed one person to maintenance it and make sure there were no glitches. They could eliminate the person. They had the ability to where you could literally sit there and put in an order yourself. Like, there's a comedian on YouTube that does a video. Have you ever seen this in the grocery store? It's the self-checkout. And you go in there, you shop for the stuff, you find the stuff, and you check it out. Oh, don't worry, Jose, I'm there. I'll put it away. You know, you're there for 5 minutes. You're assistant manager. Now, I'll be in the bakery if anyone needs me. I'm making a bunch of cookies. And you just went in there for a case of beer, and now you're assistant manager. You know, and oh, we got to give people a living wage. We got to make sure that if you work at Walmart, you can afford to live working there. Why don't we work on inflation and bring the value of the dollar back? I can remember a Hot Now Hamburgers in my hometown that had 29-cent hamburgers and 39-cent cheeseburgers.
That was Dad's favorite. Yep.
I remember when they had, what was it? 5 roast beef sandwiches for $5 at Arby's. Now it's like, then it went to 5 for $5.95, and then it went 4 for 5. They brag, holy cow, we are having massive attacks. Everyone is stepping over each other to try to get a $6 footlong at Subway. I'm like, $6? That seems pretty expensive to me for a footlong sub. Hey, you know.
Yep.
It used to be $5. The solving the problem, let's just give everyone more money. Let's just pay people more. Why don't we make the dollar more valuable? That way, you can pay someone $6 an hour and it's a lot of money. Why don't we put gold and silver back in our currency and make it valuable? Because a all steel penny still costs more than a penny to make. That's why 2013 nickels and older are very valuable and collectible. Because the metal content in them at one point was almost 2 cents more than, it was almost, there was about 7 cents of melt value in every nickel. And there are people that were buying them and just hoarding them. Granted, you can't, it's illegal to melt down the coins, but still, the investment's there. Just like the 1981 and older pennies, all those are copper pennies. They have 95% copper. And there was like 2 cents in copper in every penny. And there's some 82s that were 95% copper, but that's when they started to just collect them. People used to collect them because there was that much, there was more melt value in the coin than the face value. Everyone wants, oh, we need to get paid more, paid more, paid more. Well, then what you do is, okay, so you get $15 an hour. Then we got to increase the price of everything because we have to make the money back somehow. Remember, folks, a lot of these jobs that people want $15 an hour for weren't designed to be career opportunities. And if the only opportunity you have is to go work at Burger King or McDonald's, maybe you need to say, hey, why is this my only option? Did I only get my grade 10? Did I not get my GED? Did I not graduate from high school? Do I have a degree but I can't find a decent job? Not saying that there's a CEO out there, that you're going to be the CEO, but think about it, folks. All the options out there. You know, think while you can, while the government still lets you. Some countries, you can't. There are many countries where people are dying to get away from what these people, these Sanders supporters, are begging for. Yeah, it all sounds nice. Oh, this billionaire CEO, let's just take money from him. He's worked hard. He's busted his butt. Now let's take his money that he's earned. Let's take this millionaire and take the money he's earned. It sounds fair, right? Let's give it to these college kids so they can have free college. You know what? There are plenty of jobs out there that make decent money, but you have to work for them. Frito-Lay in Frankfurt, near where we are, they are hiring over-the-road truckers, regional truckers, that go into mainly Indiana, but you can go into Ohio some, and Illinois, and Michigan, and Kentucky, $60,000 a year. You don't have to have a CDL. You have to have it to get the job, but they can even train you for that.
Oh, honey,
and benefits start day one. But you have to work. But $60,000. I think my wife might look into that. But I mean, there's plumbers. There's welders. There's degrees you can get where they do CNC machines, where you learn how to operate you do programs for a computer, and what it does is when you do this program, it will cut metal and bend it and shape it to make parts. And they are very hard to find. No one wants to do it because it's not an easy job and you have to work, but it's dang good money. Everyone wants to go to college now so they can get a degree so they can sit in some billion-dollar office and be some CEO. No one wants to actually be, you know, everyone wants to be a chief. No one wants to be the Indian. And the problem you have is you have all these people that you could take a speech. Donald Trump could say a speech. Or Bernie Sanders could say a speech. You could take and write that speech down verbatim and have Trump video say it. And they'd be going ballistic because, oh, look at Trump, he's a moron, look at what he said, da da da. And then you can say, well, he copied that speech word for word, and it was a speech that was written by Sanders, and he said it. And I guarantee you, if Bernie Sanders said it, you would be praising him. You could probably spread them out, the speeches out apart enough, and I bet you they would praise Sanders seeing him say the speech, but Trump would say the same thing, and they'd be like, how dare Trump? He's racist. He is racist because he wants to keep illegal immigrants out of this country. He never said anything about keeping legal immigrants out. He's actually, like him, I support legal immigrants. If you're Mexican, great, come here. Do it legally. Get all your paperwork. He's never once said that he's against legal immigrants.
The legal immigrants are mad at the illegal immigrants.
Yeah, and a lot of illegal immigrants are getting the whole point of the situation is there legal immigrants that, hey, I came here, I paid my dues, and Obama's just going to give all these people that went across the border really quick, here you go, you're a citizen now, congratulations. Wait a minute, I took 8 years to get my papers. I had to take the test and everything. And we're talking about immigrants. We're not just talking, where does immigrant mean Mexican? If you come from Russia or Poland or France or Yugoslavia or Jordan or Africa, I don't care where you come from. If you're illegal, you're illegal, period. That's not racist. Oh, but Trump is racist because he wants to put a wall up. Well, if you go to the other side of Mexico, down further south, there is a wall between Mexico and I think it's Guatemala or whatever the next country is. But, oh, that's okay, but we can't have a wall. You know, because I hate to say this, but I seriously want to have some ISIS people come up, sneak up through Mexico and kill like thousands of Americans. Well, they blame Bush anyways, but you know, but would that wake people up? No, it wouldn't. No, it wouldn't. But they have all these polls that Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton would blow Trump out of the water. First of all, it's too early, and I don't believe that. You know, if it was a Fox News poll, maybe, but I don't. It's too early. Polls really don't mean anything anyways. Remember, there's a program that was developed in 2000 that can manipulate the elections, and you can't really ever see it. Flip the vote, 49-51, to who you want to lose and who you want to win. And unless you have a hard count that you can go back and, okay, yeah, here's a paper ballot versus a computer, that's one of the only ways unless you can read the script code. I just can't believe, well, I might get back into the election, says Ted Cruz, you know, if I'm to win. If you suspended your campaign, who's going to vote for you? I would never have thought to vote for somebody on the ballot that suspended their campaign. I'm sure if you got a couple million people and say, hey, let's revive this campaign, let's, you know, and it'd have to be more than
about West Virginia.
And you would have to have more than one state where, you know, you'd have to have two or three states and have the candidate win when they've suspended their campaign for it to even, to be worth it. But, hey, what do you know? Wow. But there was a lady I don't know what her name was. She was at a Hillary rally. And when she was doing the pledge, she tried to leave out One Nation Under God and effed it up really bad. And everyone's laughing. That is the most offensive thing ever.
Yep.
I'm going to put it like this. Okay, if we have another war, and there's a group, there's a fighter wing, let's say like the 506th Bomb Squad, and they're all atheists, and they die for this country, and they build a monument that represents their belief in atheism, I'm going to respect that monument because they died for my country. I'm not going to believe them because I'm not atheist. I'm a Christian. But I'm going to respect their monument because that's what they believed, and they died for this country. Just like those World War II vets that had that cross monument that they tried to take down because it was forcing them to believe in Jesus. You know, our founders founded this country on the principles of one nation under God. And people are trying to get rid of it. Well, they're not even teaching cursive, so they can type out the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. They can type it out and have it say whatever they want it to say. Because kids won't be able to read it. Until you're in the seventh grade, you shouldn't have a tablet. You should have a piece of paper and a pencil or a pen. And you should learn how to write. I cannot tell you how many people that don't type. Well, they text. They type, per se. You know, they don't really type anymore. They text and they, what you call type on a computer. They don't write anymore, and they can't. And if you have to, where I work at the assisted living community, if you have to handwrite a ticket, you have to, it's chicken scratch. Because they don't write. I mean, I got a prayer journal going. And it's like my third or fourth day, and I write in it. And it's kind of a small book, so I'm in the car usually or whatever, like at night I'm writing in it, and it's kind of, some of it's kind of hard to decipher, not 90% of it, but like maybe like 5% of it's kind of hard to read, but I know what I mean, I know what I say. But I can read it. I write very legible. These kids that are growing up not having to write anything, it's scary. Because they'll be able to take all our historical documents and type them out on the computer and have them say whatever they want them to say. Not what it said. Just like I've said in the past, if you got $1 billion, you can put whatever you want in a textbook. You could say America was founded by Colonel Sanders, and people are probably, really? Cool. No wonder it's a restaurant. No wonder. The Pilgrims didn't have turkey. They had fried chicken. And they would, who were they to argue it? It's in a textbook. A guy spent a lot of money to put it in there because he's rich. But that's the world we live in. Well, Susan Rice is one of Obama's advisors, and she says that the national security workforce is too male and too white, a black woman pushing the race card. I'm done with the race card crap. If I'm a cop, I want the best person backing me up. If it's this Hispanic guy, great. If it's this black guy, great. If it's a woman, that's even better. If she's the best. I don't want to have, well, you're going to have this 2'4" tall black woman, because we need to have a 90-year-old, 2'4" black woman, because, you know, just because of the demographics and stuff, you know, we have to be compliant with the number of short people and tall people and old and young and colored. And, you know, I want to have the best person to back me up. If I'm a firefighter or a paramedic, you want to have someone working on you in an ER that's not as experienced just because you have to have someone that's Hispanic? I want to have the best person working on me, taking care of me, no matter who it is, no matter what the race, that doesn't matter to me. If it's a Hispanic person, great. If he knows what he's doing and he's the best and most qualified, that's who I want. But I don't know. We have this sudden urge in this country where, well, you don't have enough of these people. Go to a high school in South Chicago. There's probably about 1% black population. No, it's probably 99% black. Well, I think we need to increase the white population in there, so we need to bust some white kids to that school. Or whatever the case may be. It's ridiculous. But they eat it up. We have a national security workforce that's too white and too male. Why is that? I don't know. If there's actually very knowledgeable and experienced applicants that have been turned down, then okay, then you can have the case that, okay, why wasn't this person who is Hispanic given the opportunity, considering he is more qualified? I don't know. But, you know, they all said, at least, like I joked, well, at least we've got Barack Obama. He's a cheerleader. He's going to turn this country around as a cheerleader. Race is going to drop. Because we broke the race barrier now that we got a black president. I mean, you couldn't be further from the truth. It is worse. Race is worse in this country than it's ever been. And I'm glad a lot of people don't watch the news, because it would probably be worse, because they would feed off of the BS and the lies of the liberal, of the establishment media. I mean, all the networks. Pick them out. MSNBC, NBC, CBS, CBN, all them. All these networks, except for CBN, that's the Christian Broadcasting Network. But like CNBC and all them, CNN, they all have people in that network that have either been in the Obama administration or they went to the Obama administration. It's ridiculous. My mom went to look at Social Security one time because she's up there in age, and she goes, you'll not believe how many foreign exchange students are there, because they get all kinds of subsidies and freebies. They get like $400 in food stamps a month and all that stuff as a foreign exchange student. When you have people that get paid to sit on their butt, and this lady's like, well, if someone offered you $1 million, would you take it? Well, $1 million isn't much. Yeah, I'd take the $1 million, but I would still work, because that $1 million ain't going to last that long. If you bought a $250,000 house, 5 years paying the bills on it, you know, like the electric and all that, and the taxes, and you'd probably be, unless you would invest it very well, like a lot of people said, you know, I wouldn't, because they had a thing on Oprah, and I'm not a big fan of hers, but they had a thing on Oprah, and it was incredible, because they had all these people that won like $1 million in the lottery, just like $1 million. No, I don't think anyone made one more. And they said, you think, oh, wow, $1 million. But that almost everyone after 5 years was like, huh, there ain't much left. By the time you buy yourself a car and a house, and then you pay taxes and this and that, you're done. You couldn't. On $1 million, you cannot quit your job. And I'm actually talking, if you got $1 million with no taxes taken out, a lot of these people, okay, yeah, they won $1 million. But then, okay, it's down to like $650,000 after taxes. It's not a lot. But if someone gave you $1 million, wouldn't you just take it? Yeah, but what does that mean? I'm not going to have to continue to work. I had a good friend of mine. She won $1 million on a scratch-off ticket. And she confided in me. She goes, I'm losing it. And I said, well, let's sit down. What's going on? And she's like, if I had a dollar from every person that's asked for a dollar from me, I wouldn't have a penny. You're the only person that has not asked for a dime. I said, why would I? You're my friend. I know you. You're still going to go to Goodwill and bitch at the prices. And she still does. She goes, when it was all said and done, I got like $495,000 after taxes. And she goes, I'm getting for like 20 years, like $26,000 for 20 years. You can't retire. Yeah, it's a nice bonus. Don't get her wrong. She's not complaining. She's grateful to God. She still has to work. You know, it just enabled her to get some work done on her car, you know, do a new roof and stuff like that. But she's a woman of God, so she's very grateful, and she's, you know, doing with the money right. But when you see some of these people, that there was one lady that she goes, she had like 3 kids with all these benefits she gets for all these kids and food stamps and all this. She goes, I'm making like $1,500. I can't make that. Why would I work? Now, I would think, because I guess because she has kids, they can't take that away from her. Because they can't, because, you know, because let's say they take the money away from her. They should give them a timeline, okay? You've got a year to find a job. But if you've got a family, then most places, as long as you got kids, it never stops because they can't, because, well, what am I going to do? I can't find work and I got kids to feed and da-da-da-da-da. Just excuses, excuses. But that's how it goes. And there's been rumors recently, as I move on, that Facebook is censoring supposedly conservative viewpoints. I don't know, because if they are, I still get Alex Jones and The Blaze and Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and Fox and all that stuff. So, yeah, anybody from The Blaze, going back, you name it, you know. So, I don't know. Supposedly, I guess if you go to your, like, news feed, it only puts, like, the most important news feeds, and some of those supposedly aren't that important, so they're gone by what's viewed the most, and that's what they claim it was or something. Who knows? I just go to, like, The Blaze, and I find out what's going on. Or I go to InfoWars and Alex Jones, and there's a monument, actually, in Georgia. I forget where it is in Georgia, but it actually says on there that it's a thing that was written, like, in 1902, where it talks about, I think it was 1902, where it talks about keeping the U.S. population, not the U.S., but the world population to under 500 million, you know, and but it's just one of those things that people debate why that's written and why that's there. And, you know, and it's just one of those things for me. That's why I listen to The Blaze and Alex Jones and Rush Limbaugh and Fox and all these and see what MSNBC is saying about something so I can make my own informed decision off of everybody. Well, I never thought of it like this. Well, that makes sense. Or, no, that, man, you believe what Bernie Sanders is saying, or I could see how someone can say, hey, you know, look at all these rich fat cats. Yeah, we need to have someone sit there and we need to bring back the middle class by socialism. You know, that's going to fix everything. Oh, I know. See? These big banks that were too big to fail, now they're bigger than ever. So we're going to break up the big banks. So if I bust my butt and I do everything legally, you're going to take my money and divide it. I can understand that they're doing illegal things, you know, and they're corrupt. And you can prove to me, yes, they are corrupt. But if they're doing everything legally, then yeah, mind your own business. You know, but I'm going to get into something that I love these things like Scott Baio and stuff. Some of these Hollywood people coming out that are on the right that are like, yep, it's great to see some people from Hollywood that are very conservative and very, very, you know, American as I am. But there's a guy, I forget, I'm probably not going to say his name, right, but it's John Ritzenberger. He was on Cheers, most famously known for Cheers, and he warns Congress, the U.S. Congress, faces danger of the infrastructure collapsing. And it's going to collapse. And finally, someone that's in Hollywood is actually saying stuff like this. Like I've said a million times, and I'll say it again. You know those tobacco cards from the 1900s and 1910s are very valuable because there were very, very few produced and very few even survived. You know, the longer you go, the 20s and the 30s and the 40s, those baseball cards, there weren't many produced, so they're still valuable. 50s and 60s, they're valuable. 70s, some of them are valuable. Late 70s, 80s, 90s, they started to print tons of them. And what did everyone do? Put them in a protective case and put it in a sleeve and put it here and put it in a container that wouldn't get damaged by sunlight. Now everybody saved them. And what happened to them? They're worthless. There's a guy selling two Mark McGwire rookie cards that have been graded damn near perfect condition. And he's asking $14. And it's probably even too much because he used steroids and everything. And, you know, some of his rookie cards used to be, they wanted a lot of money for them. But now that a lot of them are showing up and they're lucky if they get $1 or $2. Same thing with the American dollar. They keep printing it and printing it and printing it and printing it. Pretty soon it's just going to be worthless. Because if you keep, the more the baseball cards were printed and the more of that card there was, the less value it had. The reason why the old baseball cards are so valuable because there was very few printed. And the few that were printed, only a handful, if that, survived. Oh, but we just need to print ourselves out of debt. Sort of like take like an old tobacco card and find a way to replicate it today. If you can sell one of them, you might be able to find someone that might buy it and spend a lot of money. But then when he realizes that, hey, I heard someone in Florida bought a card just like that. And then if you replicate them and keep replicating them and keep replicating them and selling them, pretty soon people are going to catch on to, wait a minute here. I thought I had a very rare card. Now I've heard that 50 people have bought that exact same card, and then they look into it and realize, hey, I got scammed. Well, that's what's going to happen in this country. Well, I thought we could print our way out of debt. Just keep printing money. Well, wait a minute here. The more you print the money, the more devalued it is. You want to get this country going again, you need to bring the dollar back and make it strong. Make it valuable. Make it so that you don't have to have $15 an hour to live. Inflation is killing us. Look at how many ships drop all kinds of cargo here, and look at how many go back empty. And if you ever get on Facebook and you see all these things, these discount sales and stuff, it's amazing. 90% of that, like if you ever see like discount, like I get all these things for like, you know, like 90% off Oakleys or 75% off Oakleys. And I guarantee you, they're probably fake. They might be damn good fakes, but they're probably fakes. You get what you pay for. You know, but just remember, while you're debating on who's going to be in the office for the next 8 or 4 years, there are people called politicians that are in Congress for 30 to 40 years. But they don't want a term limit. Like the great Sir Alex Ferguson said one time, he goes, "When your destiny is in your hands, there can be no excuse if you fail." And we have no excuse that this country fails. I just want to know that I tried and I'm doing something. Trying to educate people, wake people up. You know, don't be afraid if you feel led to pray for someone to do it. Don't be afraid. You never know. There was a lady today on K-Love, encouraging story, that she just felt led to pray with this person And she goes, she just walked over to him. She said, I just feel like I need that you could use a prayer. And she goes, how do you know? I was diagnosed with cancer and all this stuff. And they went and prayed. And that made that woman's day. Even a hug can make someone's day. If you ever have a sense of, hey, I need to do this or that. Like when I was in that cafe, I just felt led to pay for that guy's meal. And I did it. You know, it's the little things that can make a big difference. You know, look at what difference Jesus made, and he was one man. We can make a difference in this country and bring it back. No, I mean, I guess that's why I love listening to the radio. I mean, because I love hearing people like Randy Jones or whoever, you know, whether it's Rick Mummy or whether it's Bob and Tom or Christy Lee or whoever it is, complain about this or that or talk or, you know, did any of you watch this program last night or whatever, you know, that human voice, to being able, that freedom to be able to say what you want. Think while you can. You know? It's just amazing, you know? But this is a serious, funny, but sad thing. I don't know if you heard, but there was a couple days ago, there was a stabbing spree in Massachusetts. And where is the outcry for banning of knives? If that guy would have had a gun and killed the same amount of people, Lord have mercy, they'd be, where is the NRA? We need to get this. Where's the gun ban? Da da da. But it was a knife, and you don't hear anyone clamoring about knives and banning of knives, and we need to have a knife-free zone. Sorry, sir. This is I'm a chef. I don't care. This is knife-free zone. Well, how am I supposed to get my knives from here into the kitchen? That's not my problem, sir. See, this is knife-free zone. See, that's funny because I've had my guns. I've had my 9mm on me in Chicago, where I guess it was very illegal. I carry it in a gun-free zone because I know a criminal won't. I might be the difference between 50 dead and one dead. I pray to God I only have to shoot at metal targets downrange or paper targets downrange. I hope I never have to actually use my gun in self-defense. Just like I pray to God I never have to pull the sprinkler system at work because of a fire. You don't have a fire suppression system at work because you hope that there's a fire. So you have it in the emergency that it happens. But, you know, it's the double standard. You know, why isn't anyone talking about a knife ban? Because there was a huge knife incident. Got about 9 minutes, under 10 minutes left in the program, just under 10. And I want to thank you all for tuning in. And it really, I really appreciate it, you know, because it's an hour that you spend with me. And I don't take that lightly. You know, I mean, there's a lot of things. I could be watching the Tigers and Orioles game right now. And I could. I could be watching anything right now. I could be doing anything. But I feel led to do this. And so I've always been that political nerd, but I'm just one of those, I just see my country going bye-bye. And people just like, oh, I can't wait to have socialism. I can't wait to have the number one thing that all my ancestors left their countries to get away from. But just remember, folks, Trump is reincarnation of Adolf Hitler. Have his DNA tested. It'll prove it. I don't know where they get this. I don't know where people get that Trump is reincarnated from Hitler and he wants to control the world and he's racist because he wants to keep illegal immigrants out of this country, not legal ones. But hey, that's because most of the people don't know any better. And speaking of, when your destiny is in your hands, there can only be no excuses if you fail. There can be no excuse if you fail. As we move on into the EPL, the English Premier League, wow. What can I say? You know, it's our chance to win or lose. You know, we can get into fourth place, or if we don't, it's because Man City isn't playing anymore. They're done for the season. So it's up to us to decide our fate. And, you know, is Pepe Guardiola going to come into a Man City that is going to start next year in the UEFA Champions League? Or is Pepe Guardiola going to have his team have to fight to get into fourth? Because we already know that Leicester City is one. Second, third, and fourth is up for grabs. It's been an exciting year either way. And I wonder if yes, Louis van Gaal said that he would keep his promises for and live out his contract. He said that, but I mean, I've not heard anything where United said that they're, you know, I mean, is United going to honor the contract or not? Are they going to say, hey, if you can't get us back into the UEFA Champions League, okay, maybe we need to go somewhere else or not? I don't know. To me, it's been exciting. In the Premier League, it's like, Leicester City winning the championship is like the Cubs going to the World Series. It's been that. And that could happen in baseball. So I'm going to get to that in a little bit too, but it's just incredible. You know, it's our destiny if we want to get to fourth or not. I don't blame Louis van Gaal or anything. It's not one person. Alex Ferguson didn't make Manchester United. It was the players and everyone and the heart. You know, a kitchen isn't made by the chef. It's made by everyone. As you can get the people that, if you don't want to work and don't want to bust your butt, you're only as good as your weakest link. And I'm going to leave it at that. And as you probably have heard by now, if you haven't, you're probably in the space station, they've probably heard of this. Cubs are 24-6 at the time that I wrote this. Every team that's been 24-6 has made it to the World Series. Two have won, two have lost. Imagine seeing the Cubs and the White Sox in the World Series. Wow. Imagine you thought the ticket prices were bad for the 50th anniversary final tour of the Grateful Dead, those shows in Chicago. Good luck trying to get a ticket for those World Series games no matter who the Cubs play. If they make it to the World Series, man, those tickets are going to go exponentially. And just like Leicester City winning the Premier League title, that'd be incredible. I mean, there wouldn't be, I don't think one person, except for a fan of the other team, would be rooting for the Cubs. And even that other team wouldn't be disappointed if they got beat by the Cubs. You know, we finally got everyone back, pretty much, with the Tigers, and they're in a slump. So I don't know what's going on there. Brad better be doing something, lighting a firecracker somewhere. But I don't know. It's all good, you know. It's just amazing to see, you know, as I said, Leicester City win the Premier League title, and the Cubs doing as well as they are. It's just great, you know. It gives you something, because like a lot of us are seen as, you know, Debbie Downer, like we're doomsdayers. No, I just see stuff, you know, coming down. I just see, you know, okay, spending. Let's print more money. I don't see how printing ourselves out of debt is solving anything. Oh, don't worry, we'll just increase the wages so that people can live on it. Well, when do you stop increasing? Okay, why don't we just give everyone $60 an hour and we can all live like super cush?
I like my plan. Every 5 or every 10 years, give everyone $1 million.
Yep, and that's, got about 2 minutes, 30 seconds left in the program, folks. And I thank you all again so much for tuning in, but, you know, that's why I do those encouraging stories. You know, that's God working miracles. But if he doesn't, we don't sit there and blame him. Why does God do so wrong? How can you believe in a God that does all this wrong? I'm like, well, imagine if you took $100 million Powerball and everybody that wished they won it. I guarantee you, if you did the math, you would probably end up with like 50 cents after you divided it between everybody that wanted to win that. Am I correct? I would think so. But what difference does it make? That would be God granting everyone's wish. That'd be making sure that, you know, if he's going to answer every prayer. Well, if everyone's prayer is to win that $5 million lottery and there's 20 million that pray for that, divide it out. Here's your $1 jackpot. That's how it is, folks. That's why we just know that God is there either way. And we just praise him. You know, we'll praise him when we win and we'll praise him when we lose. You know, but he gets the glory. You know? But that's how it is. That's why I just know that I will never have every answer to every prayer. I just know that it'll work out in the end. Because I used to think that this person was the right one for me, or that person was the right one for me. And when it didn't work out, I was cursing the Lord. And I know why. I know why he closed those doors, as Revelation chapter 3 says. Because he opened the door to the greatest thing I could ever imagine. My wife. And with that, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next week, good night and God bless. Goodbye.